process. But essentially, the document's a few pages long. It's 3 pages. There's a purpose statement at the beginning, which we can review if you want. Do you want me to walk through each section like we did last time, or do you want to just kind of get
that purpose statement and say how we go from there?
So the purpose statement is essentially says the committee will develop a recommended harbor management plan for council to approve to replace the outdated plan developed in 1995. The harbor management plan will address harbor uses, needed improvements to harbor infrastructure, enhancements of public access, resource protection, and implications of sea level rise. If I could read out loud, it would be great. Mm-hmm. When completed, the plan will have established a vision for the harbor with concrete action items to help guide future decision-making related to harbor use, infrastructure, and access. So it's really our mission statement, I think.
It's good. Anybody have any questions about that? Want something amplified?
Great. All right. So the next section deals with membership, just sort of describing that the council appoints the membership, additions to members or changes in membership shall be appointed by the city council. The next section deals with attendance, where it's really more of a statement at this point about the importance of attendance. Failure to attend meetings deprives committee of the benefit of the thoughts and ideas of the individual members provided to provide work of the committee. And this is where I was wondering if the group thought it would be useful to add a statement, you know, related to attendance. So if you're unable to attend a committee meeting, please email the chair or the vice chair so that we know what you're... I don't know if you wanted to get into, like, the whole excused absences kind of thing, but I think, you know, so we know what's going on, just to try to address your comment at the beginning.
Yeah, well, I think we were... I mean, what I said earlier didn't seem to upset anybody. You know, if you can't be here, say so. If you can't be on the committee anymore, just please resign. And because I'm sure that we could actually add others to fill them, any that did resign. Is that your understanding of the council's intent, or are they just done with this?
I think we're at the point where we don't want to keep plugging in new members.
Right.
So if somebody resigns, that's perfectly fine. If you can't be on the committee and you're not going to do it, there's no reason for us to keep counting you against the head of the quorum, basically.
Right.
So if somebody needs to resign, we want them to resign. I don't know that we're at the point where we're going to keep filling all those slots.
That's fine.
Because otherwise they miss the conversation on the previous parts we're working on.
So we'll take that as some feedback from the council.
I just have a suggestion. Would it be helpful if we were to reply in the affirmative as well, that we are going to show up, so that we could have a sense beforehand whether or not you're going to have a quorum at the meeting, or is it just if you're not going to be present? You know, so you're looking for a response.
It's complex stuff.
When I send out the agenda, I can easily just put a link. You can click on it and say yes or no.
Okay.
I mean,
it's
a big deal.
It's also nice to know that people got it.
Yeah, true.
And that's as good a reason to have something where people contact you one way or the other.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll just add a link to the...
Okay. I would say that one of the things that we need to understand about notifying that we're not going to be here, or we're going to be here, or that we're not going to ever come back, is that there really are some guidelines. I mean, you know, this kind of comes from the Roberts Rule stuff. And that is that if you're not going to come back, you know, that's we have to count that that's a voting member who... impacts the quorum.
Right. Yeah.
And then if somebody is just not communicating, then an uncommunicated absence, we need to be able to, as a committee, to kind of control saying, well, that's the person who's missed 3 in a row or 3 total or something like that, and we need to take that person off and replace them so that we've got a working committee. That's the kind of thing that oftentimes...
Sounds like we won't be replacing them, though.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if it got dire, we certainly could.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Good.
Well, I mean, it seems like it would be really easy to informally call somebody up if they don't show up for a couple of meetings and say, where the hell have you been? We need you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Okay.
And I have a concern, given that we've got a...
And that's the reason why missing three meetings and kicking somebody off the committee may not make sense, because by the time you've missed three meetings, there's only going to be another seven to go, or whatever it is.
Whatever,
It's better to call them and let them know that we want them to come back.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it really is necessary to add anything at this point.
If you think
we need to add something to the guidelines, I will. But again, these are just sort of guidelines, and I think it's just basically helpful to kind of get the statement is it's important for people to attend. We don't benefit from your participation if you're not here, so please try to show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that probably sums it up. And if
Callie's
going to add a link, that at least gives you the ability to kind of gauge who's going to be there, if you have a quorum, if you don't have a quorum.
Okay.
For particularly important topics, I think that would be helpful.
And much of the other material on those guidelines is stuff that we have discussed over the weeks.
Yeah, the other sections, I won't read each section, but it's member responsibilities. So again, you know, just common membership participation, things that we would expect as all of us as committee members to do. You know, responsibilities of the officers, meetings, when they're going to be, more or less, when agendas are supposed to be going out, what a quorum is, and then decision-making, if we're not doing consensus, you know, the type of vote, committee ground rules, let's all be nice to each other, and public participation in meetings. So I think we'll try to get you a copy.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you send me an electronic copy of what the finished product is, I'll put it on the website and make sure that every committee member gets another copy.
Great. Yeah, as soon as it's approved, I'll send you back the final version.
As soon as it's approved. Does that mean he needs a motion?
Let's figure that out.
Yeah.
Let's figure that out. Do you think we need a vote on that to accept that, or just?
Oh, sure. Yep. I move we accept the Ad Hoc Harbor Management Planning Committee General Guidelines as submitted.
Second.
Any discussion? Jolly good. All in favor? Anybody against it?
Great.
Thank you. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you.
So there's a part where we call adjustments to agenda. What I wanted to do, and I asked Noel about this a few minutes ago, so he's totally prepared, is we actually got down to some brass tacks last month. We actually started talking about some real substantive material, some work, some ideas, and it produced a huge amount of thoughts from the committee. And it actually was like gateways to all kinds of other possibilities. So I was concerned about how much of that was captured and written down. And I just wanted to ask Noel, where are we at in terms of that, the writing process of this plan with material like that?
Yep. So the process that we went through last time, I think, was more of a sort of a brainstorming about particular issues. And I have all that information that wasn't on the agenda tonight. So I think what I need to do is take that, my notes, and just try to pull out, you know, what are the common themes that kind of came out of that when we sort of circle back to public access, because that's what we were talking about last time. So that's my thought in terms of how this is going to go. Yeah. Similarly with the meeting, later agenda topic tonight, which deals with sort of the marine economy. So I hope that we'll have we're not going to dive into the specifics of policy decisions or recommendations, but if we're having a brainstorming about what the marine economy is, let's do that exercise, and then I can consolidate those notes into, this is what we talked about, you know, does this resonate with everybody.
And that's how we're going to end up with a written report.
Yep, and I think that'll what it'll do is circle back around and say, well, this is our common understanding of public access and what the concerns are, and then how do those concerns relate to the data that we're going to, not data, but the inventory, the what's actually there, and then into policy actions. Okay. So, yeah. Yep.
So at some point in the new year, we will actually have starting to knock these things together.
Yeah.
So that we have something